Drew and George talk to people sometimes.
Simon says, get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back, sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act giddy in the midst of the calm, the witty.
Hello and welcome. It is the Drew and George Talk to People Sometimes podcast. That's
that
George
is Drew
Basil.
Brooks.
Yes, and that is Adam Lustig.
Man, once again. Adam Lustig again.
This is
6 weeks has passed, and now we find ourselves in the past.
We are in the past. We're taking a time machine into the past.
I was the one in the slap face.
Guys, we're outside.
Welcome,
we're,
man. Thank you for coming.
Oh my thank God, you for thank coming, you for Adam. We enjoy you. We're breaking format rules.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I say damn the rules.
Have you never had a guest host? Am I your first Joan Rivers to your collective Johnny Carson? Yeah.
You are not only the first guest host, but you are also the first intro guest host.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we don't give a fuck, right,
yeah,
George?
You guys don't
give
fucks care. At all.
Yeah, no, we don't care.
You guys have barely given a fuck between you.
This whole time, co-hosted seriously. A live show at Momota Paper or Plastic Studios that you came to. That was so badass. That
Cindy
was
Crawford.
So much fun.
That was really, really
Cindy
fun.
Cindy Crawford show. That guys, so please check it out.
Oh, that's
and
so sweet of you.
Let's talk to the listeners for a second. I want to just thank them for listening, period.
From listening?
I think you thank them from listening.
I want to thank them from listening. And I want to thank them
to
listening.
That would be a great name for a podcast.
Thank you from listening. It seriously is exciting. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah,
I guess
you guys.
One, they're not tuning in. No. I'm so sorry for saying that.
Tune has nothing
nobody's
to do with
tuning in.
They click
for
it on. Yeah. Thank you for clicking on.
Thank you for clicking.
Mm-hmm.
This week's guest
should actually do fucking Cindy Crawford.
Oh, yeah, I would love to have him.
This dude is
awesome. That'd be such a great you should definitely get this guy
great.
On your awesome stand-up show called Cindy Crawford.
Cool.
His name's Jay Phillips. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian,
that's
actor.
Right. Yeah.
Prolific at both.
That's
and
fantastic.
It was so fun to fucking talk to him.
Mm-hmm. You guys were mentioning that he was a big baseball hater.
Yeah.
Basketball, football fan, but
baseball,
which I love.
Hater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not about starting
skeptic.
Beefs.
Skeptic.
Skeptic. He's not a believer.
Critical.
I feel like I was the same way for years. I was like, baseball is so clearly the lesser.
Here's what's great about it.
It's background
baseball.
Music. You know what I mean?
But that's
in the grocery store.
Let me get this out though.
Yeah.
I believe that that's the magic behind it is that you can literally have it on the background.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to carry on a conversation with people like you.
Game.
Yeah.
It's the all day game.
No clock.
Yeah.
No clock. And that's why I'm down with it. For all
but
the people that are down.
Football and Ravens, we connected on that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Baltimore.
Good point.
He has
a lot
of Baltimore, which is so nice.
That's right up your alley, George.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He immediately was like, where are you from?
Yeah. Is Baltimore nicknamed the Charm City?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, why?
Mm. That's very
what, nice. Is there a reason? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, absolutely. The governor died of charming poisoning.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
You were fucking around?
I was reaching for something that, like.
I just want to state that we are not an accredited news outlet. This is not.
That was
fact.
An accredited news question to a non accredited news outlet.
I believed you literally 100%.
You did?
I was like,
I said a governor.
I started that with
a governor. One governor.
Just a single governor.
A1.
Come on.
Yeah, sure.
I know, because you locked in. For the listeners, Adam just locked into George's tale of utter bullshit.
Have you been to Baltimore?
I have been once.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a city, man.
It is.
A nice little city.
Yeah, it's a charm city.
It is
a charm city. Guys.
So you felt it.
Yeah.
Episode 15. Very excited to come here. Very excited for having listeners be listening. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited to have Adam Lustig here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Guys, this was a really great episode. And I really enjoyed it. And
15 is no small feat, King.
Are you crying, Drew?
You know what? A man can cry and watch baseball.
Well, you and Jay Phillips,
no one
you shouldn't be crying, because you and Jay Phillips just did an amazing series called Black Friends that is hilariously funny that make you cry.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you to say.
Yeah.
No, we're not accredited news source, but that sounded factual.
That is on Funny or Die.
It's on Funny or Die, yeah.
And so, you can find seeing that on any computer, laptop, or desktop.
Pretty much anyone with Wi-Fi or perhaps an internet connection.
Just get a Wi-Fi code.
Yeah. Guys, enjoy this episode.
Yeah, 15. And come back, and thanks for listening, and thank you to Adam Lustig.
Thanks for
you
do. Thank you for new plan. You deviated, I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Live my underground loop without the gold. You so fat around the world, I so wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivated boom, control the game like boom. Ready to rock, clock, dollars flip, sits like a way to block shots.
Say hey, thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Have you been in here before?
In here?
Yeah.
Have you been to this place?
No.
Oh.
Why would you think that I've been here?
I don't know.
You're
I thought
looking around like you're like.
Oh. Yeah, I thought that.
No, I saw something familiar.
Oh. Richard Pryor's face?
Yes.
Richard yes. Pryor's face.
Absolutely.
That's a welcome
sign. I have a poster. I have one poster in my house. And the one poster is Harlem Nights, which sits on my office, which is Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy back to back.
Right. Red Fox.
With beautiful hats on. Yeah. But that's the poster I see every day.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. But that one is comparable. I like that one. And I could see myself going to Amazon and buying one of those before I leave here today.
Yeah. You can actually, I can actually get you one of those. That I found because I searched for his headshots from. That's one of his headshots that I had blown up.
Oh, that's
eBay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's top? Can you put like top three or top five in order of influences in terms of? It doesn't have to be just comedy. Either. It could be somebody that when you watch him on screen, on stage.
Pryor, Howard Stern. George Carlin.
All the classy bitches.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what inspired me to go. Saturday Night Live. So that movement in the '80s that they had with Piscopo, Murphy, and Chevy Chase, and everything that spawned from that. All of the Chevy Chase movies, the Blues Brothers movies, the 48 Hours, everything that spawned off of that, just like it happened again.
That was our era.
Years later with, Amy and Tina and Will and, they had another burst that popped out of there. So that first burst is between that and Def Comedy Jam. Mm.
Yeah.
Those are the two things. That was like the final straw for me. It's like, all right,
that's it. We were just talking about Def Comedy Jam because Chris Tucker, man, I remember watching his original Def Comedy Jam set and just being like stunned.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't just doing stand-up.
No.
He walked up there and he was a performer.
That was the funny part about it. When I saw Chris the first time on that thing, I felt the same way. I was excited about him, but I didn't think he was funny.
Yeah.
It was. You
bizarre.
Felt like it was a little. Real talk. Like, yeah, I was just like, man, he didn't say nothing funny, but that dude is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that make sense to you?
Of course. Yeah.
Because he was a kid, and it was an obvious thing that he was a young kid because he didn't have a lot of content.
Mm-hmm. No.
But his character came out incredibly, and that's why he's a, $10 million movie person.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the I remember he personified a cockroach, and he talked to the cockroaches in his apartment in that bit, towards the end of that, and I was just like, this guy's having a conversation with cockroaches, and it's not tight, and it's not a joke with a punchline necessarily.
It's just, hey, I'm a get into a character here,
yeah,
for slip 8 minutes on TV,
slip out,
it worked out for him.
Yeah,
yeah, got him.
Why
right.
not?
Yeah, one of my.
But that was that's what got me in. Watching that garbage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I thought, I honestly sat down one night. It was a night that they used to run the marathons during, like New Year's Eve, matter of fact. That was the final straw. It was a New Year's Eve. They was running the Def Jam Marathon. They used to do that, where on HBO. They would just run it all night long.
Yep.
Until the next day. And we was having a New Year's party, like a house party somewhere. And it was with all my real close friends. And, it was like, we was going to stay there because, so everybody get drunk and just have a good old time. It was fun. And we watched probably 5 to 6 episodes back to back, after we got pounded out drunk and just sitting there looking. And it was like something within everyone turned around at the same time. It was like, dude, you funnier than a lot of these people, man. why don't you try this stuff? And I was like, you know what? I was sitting there thinking the same shit that y'all was saying.
Exactly.
And you know, months later, I gathered up enough balls to get on stage one day.
That's all it really takes. It's just that initial gather.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that shit out of your system, then you're like,
yep,
ready to go.
First laugh.
Yep.
Wow.
The first
hooked
laugh.
From the first laugh.
Yeah. No, it was the first laugh. That was what did it.
Where was this? Was this here?
My first laugh happened in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas.
I was in the Bahamas.
Perfect.
So you had a
location.
Tropical laugh.
Yeah. I was on vacation with my ex. We was about to break up, last try, let's go to the Bahamas, hang out. We got into an argument while I was over there, but the whole time I was over there, I'm writing. I didn't know what I was writing for, but I was just writing stuff that I thought might have been funny. And we got there, and, you know, she wanted to stay in the room. I wanted to go have a drink, so I went down into the bar downstairs, and it's a resort, so it was a big bar.
Yeah.
Karaoke night was going on. It was a beautiful stage, and everybody was sitting there. I was like, and I went in there, just talked to the guy. I was like, hey, you know, I'm a professional stand-up comedian. I'd love to get on stage tonight. He was like, shit, great, you can go up next. And I was like, I didn't think it was going to work.
Wait.
Yeah. So, you know, he threw me on stage, and, you know, I looked through my little book that I had, figured out a couple of the jokes that was in there, and I got like two, three chuckles. Somebody started yelling out something. They said something, and I had to be quick on my feet.
Yeah.
And my quick on my feet got an enormous roar in the building. And that was it.
That was it.
I was like, I don't remember what else I did after that. I don't think that I was able to get that big roar again, but I wrapped it up really soon after that. And that high that I got from that was deeper than any other high that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was it.
That was it. You were hooked. So that was your plan from then on? Did you go home? Did you break up with this girl?
Right away. Eventually. You ran up to the room and you're like, get out.
Yeah, eventually. No, I gave her a shot. You know, that's my oldest son. That's his mom.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we gave it a shot.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out. She didn't believe in what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, she thought it was me hanging out at the clubs, just go partying just and around, being social. And I was like, man, I'm on it. And, you know, who knows? I was right, I guess.
Yeah,
I think you were.
Yeah,
you're
definitely right.
I was right.
So you had to listen to yourself.
I lived the way that I was, you know, trying to make it happen. You know,
yeah.
End up working out. So,
did you go like? Did you have a specific plan, or you were like, no, I'm just gonna try to go do open mics and figure it out, or figure out something, or?
I did it all the proper way.
Oh yeah.
You know, DC is not an easy market.
Oh.
It was very saturated when I was coming up.
Okay.
So it wasn't easy to get on stage. You had to, you know, I had to get to the club at, you know, at the Comedy Cafe, which was the club at the time.
Yeah.
I'd had to get there
early.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, sign up, put your name on the list, hopefully get on the 8 o'clock show. And then they'll pick 12 people a night. And, you know, if you're able to get on that, and it's like just Wednesday there, and then Thursday was another club, and then it was a Mr. Henry. It was like somewhere that you could possibly get up every night, but you had to get there on time. You had to put your, you know, and then, and then after a while, it became, all right, the better people, okay, you guys can go up. Everybody else put your name on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to graduate to one of those that at least I know I can get up.
Yeah.
And then so I went through that for a good year, man, doing all of the mainstream rooms, all of the urban rooms. I was doing both because I started in the mainstream room, but I was like, all right, if I can't get up here, I go over to the black club. Let's see what we can do over there.
Yeah.
You know, if they let me end up there, that's great. You know,
yeah.
And then, you know, I end up, you know, getting in there and, you know, and end up rising in both kind of the same. So it ended up working out, you know, really well, because most of the people, especially then, you're talking in the, you know, in the 90s, late 90s, they weren't doing both.
No.
You know, not during the Def Jam era.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During the Def Jam era, it was like, you know, the urban comics, the black comics, they was doing Def Jam night, BET night, just that.
Right.
And, you know, the white comics was like, I'm not messing with that. You know, that's too rowdy. I'm not messing with it.
But so there is like this big distinction between the crowds, right? Because the crowds seem a little tougher.
There were.
Yeah, there were. Okay.
It was a difference then. It's a different era now.
Yeah.
This is not the Def Comedy Jam era anymore.
No.
You know, that
is it just
that,
comedy's comedy now?
Comedy is comedy. I mean, it's back to that. Def Jam was a, you know, it was a well-needed it was a well-needed phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That birthed a lot of great people.
Hell yeah.
And but it's not nothing that, you know, even the people that, you know, I'm considered a Def Jam comic. I was on Def Jam, you know. You know, I didn't do the original season, but I did some tour dates from the original season's tour because it was right at the cusp of me being in the game long enough to get on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have been on that last year that they got canceled.
Right.
So I just did the tour. And when they came back 10 years later, I was on the first show.
No
so
shit.
It was kind of, you know.
That's, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. You know what I mean? So, you know, I consider myself a Def Jam, you know, coming from the Def Jam brand. But most of the people who come out of that have to lose that moniker altogether in order to work in the mainstream comedy clubs.
Right.
Because that's not accepted there. Because they're going to be like, oh, no, he's going to come in and curse us out and, and you know, start talking about people in the crowd. And
he's
going to be, you know. No. I'm a, you know, a well-written comic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, and that's the difference. You know, if you judge the book by its cover, you ain't going to get in the book.
That's true.
So, lost your mic there.
Oh, I lost it.
You lost the mic.
All we can hear is your belly button.
It ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere.
I ain't talking about shit.
So when you got on, was Mike Epps hosting? Was that the host of Def Jam at that particular moment?
Epps was hosting the year I did it. Yep, the first year back.
Yeah, so. And Martin had gone on, right?
Martin had gone on.
Yeah.
Martin, I didn't get a chance to do too many shows at all with Martin. We started from the same, you know, Washington, we came from the same city.
Yeah.
And, you know, once he got going, he was already going by the time I already started. So, you know, that was, you know, hey, Martin. You know, it was one of them when you see him try to say it, hey, and get in his face a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a cool guy. But, you know, there were other people in the city that were doing very well that were more open to,
of course,
you know, being the big brother role.
Yeah.
You know, those, you know, the Chris Thomases, the, you know, Teddy Carpenter may not have been nice to everybody else, but he was really nice to me. Joe Clare, he was hosting Rap City at the time.
Mm.
You know, he was one of the big dogs in the country, not necessarily the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was big brother to me. That was, you know,
so,
you know, we stayed connected, you know, up until to this day. And
that's
amazing. So, yeah, man, you know, it was a different era. So I've been teetering that line of being able to go in and do an urban club this weekend, and then next weekend go do the improv in Hartford, Connecticut.
That's amazing.
You dig what I'm saying?
Do you find yourself having to change a little bit? No,
they come in to see me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
They come in to see me. I mean, the jokes are the same. It's the same jokes.
Yeah.
It's the personality. Like I said, like we was talking about with Chris Tucker. You know, you go up there and be yourself.
Yeah.
Tell the stories that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then what?
Yeah.
You know, if they don't like you, then they don't like you. That's fine.
Then they don't like
you
the
know?
Truth.
You know, it's just like it's just like anything else, man. If you meet somebody and you being yourself and y'all don't click and you don't like that person, you're cool with it as long as you're being yourself. But if you meet somebody and you be like, oh shit, Tony Romo, and then you shake his hand and then he go away. He's like, this dude's a dick.
Yeah.
And then you be like, man, that ain't even me. I wish I could have just been cool like I normally am. And then you know, but that's the way I am on stage, man. I go up there and be myself. And if you like it, great. And if not, then, you know, cool.
It's all we got.
You know, that's it. You know, I'm happy with that because I was myself.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had that. You have a fantastic story about your friend getting punched at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
that is one of the funniest things.
Hold on, before we do that, I'm gonna close this door because these crows are fucking.
That's true. Yeah,
the crows. I thought it was the audience. Every time I said something, the crow called.
Out talk.
Fuck.
Oh man. So you. Are you traveling now a bunch? What's the sort of workload for you?
On and off.
Yeah.
You know, I try to put it in spurts as much as I can.
Right.
You know, right now I'm in some, I like to call, team adjustments.
Moves, internal moves.
Yeah, we're making
team
some
adjustments.
We're making some moves internally right now.
Some adjustments.
So we can, a better, because my schedule is important to me.
Yeah.
You know, how I do things is important. I like I like a little bit of structure, even though we're freelance artists.
Yeah, that's the tough thing.
You know, that's the tough part. But, you know, I think I've worked hard enough in my career that I'm able to, you know, not expect, but, you know...
be deliberate.
I'm supposed to be some things that's happening some places.
Yeah,
and, it's a little more control. The way, you know, I just need them in control. So normally I like to travel to about 2 weekends a month.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it'll be 3, sometimes it'll be 1. But I like to average out to 2 weekends a month that I can go out and do some comedy clubs. I would, you know, like to do more concerts. I've been working on that. So I'll probably, you know, my focus will be on that this year so I can go more, go one show and come back.
Yeah.
Instead of go 6 shows and come back.
Yeah.
It's a little different weekend. Same money.
Same money. Are there places that you like look forward to going to or revisiting, or are there places that you...
I mean, honestly, I got about 12 to 15 core cities that I travel to every year.
Okay.
And I like each one of those cities for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Each one of them cities, it's like, you know, I like being able to go to Denver. Denver's a cool city.
Denver's cool.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like they, you know, different reasons, you know, that I like that city. You know, I did my first time going to Denver, I went with Cheech and Chong. And now that's the one of the other places that is legal to recreational smoke.
Yeah.
So it's like there's dispensaries and everything up there. And like all of those people from, you know, that world that know me from traveling with Cheech and Chong, know me from the, you know, the what was that magazine? The High Times magazine. They had a comedy tour. I used to host that.
Oh, no way.
So it was me and Doug Benson and, you know, it was a cool ass, you know, time. And Denver was one of our spots again. So being able to go back and revisit a lot of all the friends that I made in Denver is always fun. You know, Charlotte. I love Charlotte. But, you know, different reasons from Denver.
Yeah.
You know, sports. It's a cool sports city. You know, I feel like I'm a little more known in Charlotte in the South because of the runs on BET and you know, all of the other stuff like that. They, you know, they take to more of the urban stuff and you know it's for whatever reason, and I'm cool with that. You know, you get special invites and stuff when you go down there. Hey, you want to go to a Bobcats game? Let's do it. I'll go. You know, so last time I was there, I got to go in there, and I got some good friends in the music industry there, so we hang out.
Perfect.
Dallas, great city.
Dallas, great city. Okay.
So you know, it's a little bit about every place.
You know,
but you know, a couple of my best friends in Dallas, and we go hang out with them and see the world. You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
so, I love to travel, but you know, my focus of the last year has been more in the writing and producing.
Yeah.
So I've been putting together shows. I have 2 of them that's in, you know, in works right now.
Yeah. It's a different beast, right? It's
it's like the business beast. It's like why we live here instead of cool places like Charlotte.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's like we have to.
So you can do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's it's part of the game, man. And you know, I love the game.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm out here in that world right now. You know, pitching and writing and. You know, I'll get one of these shows on the air very soon.
That's great.
Very, very soon.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, I produced a show on NBC. We'll find out in a couple weeks whether that gets picked up.
Fantastic, man.
So,
you got any roles for, like, Weird Garbage Man or anything? Because I'll do it.
Weird Garbage Man. All right.
Weird Garbage Man. Just a heads up.
Strange.
Asking for a friend.
Trash dude.
Keep that in mind. Gotcha. Nobody wants that role.
Throw me any of those.
Everybody else will be auditioning. Yeah. Exactly. You just want it.
I'll do it for free.
Get it. Get me an offer.
Originally from D.C.?
Yep.
Nice.
The capital.
The capital.
He's George is from Maryland.
Yeah, we're Beltway Bros.
Beltway Brothers, we're part of Maryland.
Baltimore proper, and then later on, out in the suburbs of Howard County.
Okay, I had a lot of time in Baltimore.
Yeah,
a lot of time. I'm born in D.C., then raised up in PG County.
Shit.
Moved back to D.C., and then from D.C. I moved to Baltimore, where I did the morning show. Up there for a couple years.
Whoa.
And
on what? On
102.7.
What?
Yeah, me and RBD.
Whoa, that's nuts.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So I did that for a couple of years, and you know, that's where I met most of my sports buddies.
Yeah,
because I was, you know, real close with the Ravens at the time, so that's why I'm, you know, I'm a big Ravens fan still to this day because of my times up there in Baltimore. And
yeah,
I lived in Essex, had a house.
I lived in Essex.
Yeah, had a house in Essex. So yeah, and then I had a place downtown on St. Paul Street.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, man, it was. Yeah, Baltimore's got a. I'm very fond of that city. That's
yeah,
a
cool too, place. Man.
Are I all just your went sports? Back.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I went back and watched the first series. Who did they play? It was the Tigers.
Yeah.
Orioles, Tigers.
Detroit and Baltimore.
Baseball sucks. Yeah.
Baseball does suck. But Camden Yards is fucking dope.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, it's
yeah. yeah, I just walked around.
Had a hot dog and split.
I hate baseball.
You love football? You love basketball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are sports.
Those are sports.
Hockey. Yeah.
Too. Hockey, eh. It's all right to go.
Yeah, it's
I ain't
fun to
watch
go.
The game. It's all right to play on a video game.
I know that is good.
That's about it. I love to play hockey on the video game, but I'm not going to a goddamn game.
Ice cold ass room.
What the fuck am I doing in here, man?
Watching dudes slip around.
Goddamn privileged ass sport.
It's
the only professional sport that people paying for that you can get the shit beat out of you right there in front of, and everybody's like,
everybody.
"Oh, cool, man, that's yeah. what's up. You lost. Go yeah. sit in the box for a little bit and rest until you get your mouth back."
Grab your teeth.
Yeah, grab your teeth. Ain't nobody got teeth in the whole
nobody's
goddamn
got
league.
Teeth.
And you're supposed to want me to? No, man. I don't agree with it. I love football. You can't do nothing wrong at football. You can't tackle nobody with your arms no
it's
more.
It's true. There's 1,000 rules.
Yeah, you got to tuck your hands behind your back and tackle people.
Oh, your shoulders on.
Yeah.
It is.
You can't even beat your girlfriend up in the elevator no more. What kind of shit is this?
It's over. The fun's over.
You could punch your friend in hockey. If that had been hockey, man, she wouldn't have got nothing but a penalty box time.
For real.
Ray Rice would have got 15. He would have missed 15 minutes of the game while he was dressed sitting in the box for the same infraction if he was playing hockey.
Just with a stick.
Wait, somebody just didn't an L.A. King just get fucking...
Probably.
I think he hit his wife
trouble.
Or some shit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, domestic violence, like with professional athletes, is you're talking about warriors
yeah,
since they were
okay.
kids that
yeah.
are just like violence.
Yeah. Please.
It is. It does feel like warriors, man.
If they are warriors. They yeah. get up and they train to get as big and fast yeah. and strong as they can every
day. They take
day.
Whatever they can.
Yeah. These like, guys, each one of them, have a 70% chance of getting injured every time they go to work.
Yeah. yeah.
And that was a warrior.
Out. Yeah, that is a warrior. It's absolutely. True.
You guys can't get hurt going to work.
No.
I can't go to work.
I literally avoid it. I avoid getting hurt every day.
Yeah. So I can go out here and get hurt today, but
yeah.
if it ain't no soup on the table when I get home.
Slurp through yeah. my no teeth.
I'm going to show you guys a swim move right here in the house. I'm not going to hit you per se, but this is a swim move.
So all sports Baltimore? Or do you like
nope?
Okay. Who? What are your teams?
I'm DC.
DC. Okay.
I'm a DC guy for basketball. I love the Wizards.
The Wizards. The Bullets.
Good or bad, take it yeah. with it. Love yeah. the Wizards.
Dude, what happened to that guy? What happened to that dude? The real he was good as hell, but he had like a gun in the locker room.
Oh, Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, he just disappeared.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
People just
because
vanish.
Of his problem, because of his like legal battles.
I don't know. I mean, he got back in the league for a little bit, but
with
it just never
Wizards.
Was the same.
Whoa!
I think it messed his psyche up a little bit.
The kid was good.
No, he was amazing. He was amazing.
So
one of my favorite one of my favorite Wizards of all time.
Yeah,
I give him that. I don't own too many jerseys. I owned one of his jerseys.
Wow. Yep.
I owned a Michael Jordan jersey. I owned Gilbert Arenas jersey. I owned a Jeff Malone jersey. Yeah, back in the
Utah
day.
Utah Jazz?
No, Jeff Malone.
That's Carl, right?
That's Carl.
Yeah,
Carl.
Jeff Malone, number 24, light-skinned dude. Used to shoot his goddamn lights out
for the Bullets?
For the Bullets.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
That's when I was a shooting guard, so I used to love watching him and try to do what he do. So you could buy that. I had to go buy the hardwood classics of that one.
Yeah, hardwood classics.
Like plastic.
Yeah. I got bad luck with that. I got a Ray Rice jersey. I bought that last year. Bought it in black. I can't even wear the motherfucking
one.
I'm like a bigot.
That's tough.
Drop
like 100 and something.
No, this is the straight authentic, straight from the Ravens.
Where it weighs like 30 pounds and shit.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Yeah. $180.
Yeah, it's a really good one. It's not the one that looks goofy when you take the pads out.
Exactly.
They got two. One of them that looks retarded when you take the pads
out. I've seen them.
And then you got the other ones that they wear, you know, like when they're doing light practices and stuff. So it's like one of those. It's a good one, though.
It's one that you can wear out. And now you cannot.
Yeah. I used to wear it to all of the Ravens parties and on Sundays and stuff. I would just put it on. But now I don't look right walking through the mall with my wife.
Real aggressively.
Your face all around your wife.
She'll be right back. She'll be right back.
Wow. And do you try to make it to these games and stuff like that? Or do you like...
Yeah, I go to a couple games a year.
Yeah.
I go to a couple games. I haven't been to a Ravens game, and I missed them last year.
Yeah.
Because when I was in Baltimore last, they were out one weekend, and the next weekend it was snowing.
Mm.
And I love them, but I ain't sitting outside in no goddamn snow for 3 hours to watch football. No. It's not going to happen.
No.
So, you know, I like the Redskins, but they treat me well there, so I'm able to go to Redskin games. So I went to a Redskin game last year.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the name? You think they're going to change it? Or
they need to.
Yeah.
They need to.
They need to, yeah.
I don't know why they're holding on to it.
Yeah.
Because the people I don't know who he's like, the fans don't want it. The fans don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
They're just like, win and call yourself anything.
Call yourself
the Washington Winners.
Yeah. They don't give a shit what it is. Nobody cares but the dude who's got it. Well, it's a tradition. Well, so.
To who?
So, to what?
Yeah, to
it's
what?
It's not even he bought into it.
Right. It's not even you.
Yeah. Daniel Snyder's.
One thing if he was like, I came up with it.
Yeah.
It's not even
it don't mean nothing to you.
No.
Yeah. Jack Kent would have changed it.
Yeah.
It would have been a hassle. It wouldn't have been a hassle, actually. It would just be
simple. They just ask him to change it to the Skins.
No shit. That's it.
The Skins.
That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's already.
Can you do the Skins then, please?
Can you just simply do the Skins, please?
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to change the colors.
Yeah. The logo, maybe.
You're going to have to change something with the logo.
Yeah, you're going to have to switch that up.
You know, but you can have Chiefs and you can have, you know, Chief isn't, derogatory.
They have an arrowhead. Yeah.
It's an arrowhead.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah. What's another one? The Cleveland Indians? The
Cleveland Indians? I don't think they're beefing about that too much. But
Not too much.
You know.
They do have that
laughing.
It's just
kind of goofy.
Yeah. It's the cartoon. It's like
having the, you know, the Minnesota Irish.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? I'm not Irish. Why I gotta...
But the term Redskins way more derogatory.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like the, you know, the Saskatchewan.
That's red. That's like calling rednecks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be the exact same as rednecks.
Yeah.
Some white folks ain't going to like being rednecks.
Yeah.
Who are you calling rednecks?
The Utah rednecks.
Yeah. like, whoa. Nah, brother. The Alabama rednecks. that's more like it.
Yeah.
That is more like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, man. Are you doing the fantasy thing? Do you do like brackets? Are you like that much into it?
Three fantasy leagues.
Okay, so then you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a commissioner of two.
Damn.
Okay. So it's very serious.
And I have one of my television shows is a fantasy football show.
Okay.
So I run a celebrity fantasy football league.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know, that is what our show is.
That's great.
It's about our celebrity fantasy football league. So it's a dope league.
Hell yeah.
That's amazing. That sounds super fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Is it reality based? I mean, do you have like people that are interviewed and stuff like that? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
That's great.
We battle every week to see who's gonna get the best one.
That's great.
Because we have a regular league and then we do our salary cap stuff.
Perfect.
So the salary cap league, I'll pick a team against you or you pick a team against me. And we'll see who's gonna win.
That's fun.
Oh, it's amazing. We have a good time.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really fun.
Real time consuming though. It's
like,
not like I don't have enough other shit that I have going on to do.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like video games, man. It falls into the same category.
Yeah,
just like
boy.
I'll sit and I'll enjoy it caveman style.
Yeah.
Just like bugging out and maybe fantasy's a little bit more involved with like statistical shit. Like I died on the fantasy this year. I've been big into it. But then, lost track. And once you're behind a couple weeks, you're behind the rest of it.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to catch up.
Yeah, catching up and like not being able to like make transactions day of and not watching a lot. But now I'm like throwing money. I'm putting bets. Won big on Kansas City last week. Oh baby,
nice.
Yeah, but I've had some weekend, like some Sundays, where I've put down five bets. I lost five bets.
Yeah,
lost them all.
Jeez. Didn't
get like a congratulations email. So
you don't get nothing.
Mm-mm.
Of course not.
Try again. Do you have any other hobbies that you do aside from that? Like,
how do you throw away money?
Yeah, how do you throw away money?
Weed and golf.
Oh, that's right. You're a big golfer. Oh,
please.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I canceled three offers today to go play.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Well, I should say thank you very much.
Yeah.
Three offers. I was like, nah, I'm good. I got a busy day, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, I think I'll go.
It's the only thing I have against it, because I really enjoy it, is that it is a big time commitment, like in terms of how much you.
How long does it take?
How long?
3 hours.
3 or 4 hours usually.
Oh, four.
18 holes is four and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll take that.
That's a damn good day, man.
That's a really good day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like I can't answer my emails and write jokes and answer a phone call or two and, you know, set a schedule up for tomorrow.
Yep.
Or I do all of that while I'm on the golf course.
Confirm shit.
Yeah.
Take a hit.
All I do is sit there and I make sure that my day is on my calendar properly.
Yeah.
And if there are things I need to do at a certain time, then my phone will go off and be like, hey, you need to call this person right now. Or, hey, you need to send this email. But, oh, yeah, boom. And I'll do it and I get back to golf.
Yeah.
And whatever the rest of the day provides is what it provides.
Yeah, it allots you those moments, you know, like.
Yeah, it's not like I'm playing basketball where I got to sit on the bench for 5 minutes and make a call. You know, I'm out of breath and nasty and stinky. I'm having a beer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in a golf cart in the shade outside when it's 80 degrees.
And waiting,
my buddy's
to crack
up there
ball
swinging
off
a ball.
Yeah.
And I'm here making a business call. Right
yeah.
Now.
Nobody's waiting on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very true.
What's favorite LA golf course?
Wow. I play Knollwood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like DeBell. Robinson's Ranch is probably one of my favorite for a little bit more expensive, like more country club.
Was that Pasadena?
Nope. That's in Valencia area.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I play a lot of the courses around here. I play Balboa, Encino, I don't know. But my favorite ones are, you know, like Knollwood, and then there's this little par three that I like, El Carrizo.
Where's that?
It's in Sylmar.
Oh, no.
Hanson Dam, that's in Sylmar as well.
Damn.
Yeah. I play all of them joints around the valley, man. Why not?
Why not? Exactly. What was the one I played? Balboa, I think, right? Is that one in the valley?
Balboa's yeah.
Which one's that?
It's like
right in the valley?
Right off the 101, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I just did that. It was nice.
I bought a pair of clubs on Craigslist, and they were women's, I think, because they were tall, too little.
No.
I didn't try them out. I
probably
didn't
fit me
know
perfectly.
What I was doing. It was $20.
Oh.
Take them to Roger Dunn. Trade them in.
Yeah.
They give you some money for it.
Really?
Yeah.
And they got other ones used?
Fucking right.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I bought my first set.
Really?
Hmm?
Dunn's pretty great. So you can go in there and try out any club.
Yeah, you can try out all them stuff. And they're like, yeah, I like this one. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Have you done that bar thing where you can, like, there's one in Santa Monica I've been to that it's like a video game. You smack like a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Man.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Roger Dunn's on Lancashire?
Yep. That's one of them. There's one in Santa Monica.
Jeez.
I won't be going to that one. I'm not ready to go to that one.
Yeah? That's where I got to go next.
Yeah. Today?
That's where my next... That's where my...
Oh, you got
my
an appointment?
My next meeting is.
Perfect. Perfect.
You're going to get... Yeah. No, you'll be all right.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Anytime Westside comes up, man, I'm looking at a clock right away. I'm like, ooh.
I give myself a good 45 minutes to get there. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But then getting back's the bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I have another. Well, I have. Then after that appointment, I have an audition over there in Ocean Park. So, same thing. You know, I'll leave one. I'll be on the west side anyway. And then 5 o'clock will come up, and then I'll be sitting in traffic until 6.
You know what? Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or you go to
kind of just
Dunn.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll order the boys a pizza so they can have some good heavy protein for their practices tonight.
Yeah.
And you know, go coach some basketball tonight.
That's yeah, perfect. Where is that? Where is
it? A rec center? Chatsworth.
Cool.
Yeah. Up in Northridge, Chatsworth. I don't know what city that gym is considered, but Chatsworth is the city that we playing for up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the league again is called
ARC.
ARC.
Yeah, it's like the AAU league. It's a traveling basketball league. Bunch of decent ball players in it. It's fun.
That's great.
That's really cool, man.
What's your take on auditioning? Love it, hate it, leave it,
take it or leave it? I take it as I'm honored that you would call me.
Yeah.
Be honest with you.
That's good.
So,
gratitude.
Some of them, you know, some of them I put more weight on than others.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials, I've been spoiled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Booked a bunch of commercials. So I go on a lot of commercial auditions, but a lot of them have nothing at all to do with acting.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't get as excited for the ones that I don't have to prepare for.
Yeah.
So the ones that I have to prepare for, if it's something that I believe that I would want to do, I get really excited about it.
Yeah.
If it's something that I'm, you know, like, oh, all right, I guess I could do that, then, you know, I'll work on it some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's something that really don't work, either I'll just say I won't want to go, or I'll go and do a good job just to meet the casting director or to say hello to the casting director.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how you get other parts.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Oh, you did good at that one. How about this one? Well, yeah, I'll take that one.
Do you feel there's a difference going into an appointment like that where there's no preparation, there's no nothing, versus the ones where you do prepare for it, in the sense that, like, when you're just being impulsive and improvisational and stuff like that, you have more fun typically?
No, I think, and I'm only speaking for myself, when you... Those ones that you don't have to prepare for, it's not because you choosing to prepare for. It's because there's no preparation to prepare for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So coming from now the producer perspective, it's not an acting job. It's not talent. It's a look. It's pictures. This is motion pictures.
Right.
So, you know, do you fit in with the look
with
that
what
I'm looking for?
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah.
So I don't take it personal at all. It's, you know, it's, hey, I want to see you. I think you're close. Let me. All right. Maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone in on commercials that the person is nowhere near me. At all.
Yeah.
It's a campaign going on right now. You look like the guy from the campaign.
I'm probably him.
Yeah, that's probably the guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Bud Light?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see? I went in on that, too. Now, how the hell did... Yeah.
No,
like, I called back everything.
That's amazing.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
It could be anything. Anybody, yeah.
It's true.
There wasn't no preparation for that.
Nope.
It was just like, hey, we're going to do the fucking the song. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Lionel Richie shit.
Yeah. And they just made you sing that shit.
You just say it to them. Don't sing it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Yeah, got you. Fuck out of here. Let me get back in traffic. You know what I mean?
Got you.
So, it is what it is. But
yeah.
The ones that you get to go dive into, mm-hmm. and get to do some real character work.
Yeah.
And get to, you know, get to change something about yourself that you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah.
And have the balls to do that on TV. Yeah,
the best. Big. Yeah,
that's when I'm feeling good about myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, that's when I'm excited to go to work.
Do you? Or is there a connection between like doing shows all the time and keeping that? Does that give you the edge, or are you one of those?
I think that gives me the edge in the auditioning room.
Yeah, constantly being.
I'm constantly in front of people. I'm constantly, reacting and acting.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, acting is reacting.
So, absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
constantly on that. You know, I'm on that grind. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm you know, it's a different, you know, it's, I related to sports. It's just a different speed to the game than from practice. So, you know, so no matter how much practice time you had, if you haven't had too much game time, once you get thrown in the game, it's like, it's a blur.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in acting. And it's the same thing, you know, I don't care how seasoned you are, how many acting classes you go to, how many things you do. Until you in front of people that are watching your performance and judging your performance right now, that is a different game speed.
Yeah.
And I'm used to that game speed because I'm in front of 5,000 people a month. You know, being judged.
You've adjusted to
Immediately.
Immediately.
So I don't. It doesn't bother me to go into a room
with two or three people.
Three or four people in there, and they're like, okay, so we're going to put this on camera. Don't you be nervous. fuck off. Let's go. Nobody's scared of you.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's funny.
That's easy to do.
Have you had moments like performing where you had that shook feeling? Or like people coming at you or anything like that? Yeah.
Shook
ones. Do you have like a specifically bad like night?
I got some bad stories. Career hasn't been fantastic the whole time.
It can't be, man.
I mean, of course not. Don't struggle without strength.
Yeah.
And I remember like I don't like doing colleges as much anymore. Even though that's great money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great money. Maybe I should rethink that. I have to write a college.
Now that I write a college set.
I was like, hey, they're paying me really good, damn good.
I saw this one YouTube video of Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he gets upset and then he gets the check that they were going to give him for the show and rips it up in front of the crowd because he's like, you guys are terrible. You guys are all awful people.
Ooh.
Yeah, where was really that? Crazy.
Yeah. And we ain't talking about a little check. That was probably $20,000.
Yes. And that's... I remember seeing that and just being like, I mean, I remember my mouth being open and being like, whoa, that's...
What the fuck did they do?
They were talking. Yeah, and they booed through them, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, to boo me. My check ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, boo.
I had an occasion down in one of them colleges in Virginia.
James Madison or something.
No, it was like Hampton or... Not maybe Hampton, something, one of them schools down there, I forgot. One of the, the HBCUs down there in Norfolk or something, one of them, I can't remember. And I remember I had a joke, I had two jokes that they didn't like. And one of them had to do with guys wearing skinny pants. And then the next one was about this artist named Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah.
Now, what I didn't know is that Waka Flocka, it was just there the week beforehand.
Oh.
And sold out the whole school and was one of the cool artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had no clue.
Right.
So I went up there talking about the guy because his name sounds funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got sensitive about that. And then I was like, man, why these guys didn't like that joke or the other joke? And then when I got off, the lady told me, she was like, oh, well, Waka was here last week. And then they looked out in the crowd and probably every third dude had on skinny pants. So I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Got it.
I'm getting old. Yeah, my bad.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I thought the young hip hop gentleman had a funny name. And these pants you kids are wearing are stupid. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Excuse me. Sometimes you just don't know.
Yeah. And I felt cool about it.
Yeah.
Because I was being myself. Exactly. I was like, boy, these kids didn't like me because Waka probably fucked five or six of these little college students just a few days ago.
Just a few days ago.
Yeah. So great. You know, and skinny pants, they unspent all of their goddamn book money on skinny pants. So they don't want me telling them that was a bad decision.
Mm.
Tight.
But I guess that you still were like pretty good about it because you were like, I was just being myself.
Yeah.
There's nothing weird.
I was like, shit, oh well, next week.
Yeah.
You're standing old next week. Sure did.
That's so funny.
It don't stop nothing.
Yeah. Just moving on.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's great.
It's been they come few and far in between.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood, but.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Worth it. Yeah.
I'm a vet now.
Yeah. You
know, I've been doing this shit almost 20 years, so. You know,
whatever. Good with the bad and mostly good.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Give me your worst. Give me your best.
Let's go. I got it. I tell jokes for a living. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Are there any comedians that you've come across doing what you've done or whatever that you've been legitimately starstruck? Like, just like, oh my gosh, there's this
guy. I met Pryor. That was pretty big.
That's amazing. Please explain that.
Pryor. I was fortunate enough to do the first Mark Twain Awards. They have a... Lifetime Achievement Award that they were gathering for comedy this year. Jay Leno is getting it, but the first year and the first recipient was Richard Pryor. But in order to have just that big ceremony, they have a small mini festival, which all a bunch of the comics and stuff. Now imagine this was the first one,
right?
This is the first comedy show ever at the Kennedy Center in D.C.
Right.
And it was a festival, so it's like, you know, 2 days of shows and miniature shows. So I was put on some of those shows in the festival.
Yeah.
So I was a part of the Mark Twain Awards, that first one. So that was pretty dope.
That's incredible.
And I was in there, you know, working. That's when I met Robin Williams and Belzer and, you know, like all of the old school guys.
Yeah.
The people who was doing tributes to him and stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, by doing the show, that it gave me the opportunity to, you know, say, hey, if you want to meet Richard, he'll be here this day and all of that. Fuck it, I was there.
Just like bad.
Richard, it was like big deal. You know, he wasn't having a good day that day.
Sure.
Yeah.
His disease was getting a hold of him, so he was a little off that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the fact that, you know, we made cool eye contact. Mm-hmm. He waved at me, and, you know, he's just like, you know, thank you. You know.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I was just like, bet. You know
that's
what
it.
I mean?
Yeah, and, that's it.
You know, being in the same room with the dude was big, you know.
That's the dude.
Yeah, I was the man. And I ain't gonna lie, I was a little bit starstruck when I met Will Ferrell.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just like off the top. Just like, man, this is fucking Will Ferrell, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, it kind of calmed down, you know, immediately after that. But,
yeah.
You know, when I first, you know, once I found, you know, come to find out how cool he is and all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, which probably blew it all out for me because I was just more excited to meet Woody Harrelson. But, you know, blown away when it was like, oh, Will's here. Will's here. This is going to be cool. That's amazing. Into the table read. I was like, oh, shit, he's at the table read. He wasn't supposed to be here.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
He's a good dude.
So I was blown away to meet the dude, man.
That's amazing.
It was fun. And good people, too, man.
Good people. Yeah, that's the thing. Good people at the end of it. And it kind of doesn't shock you at a point. You're like,
after a while, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that initial just...
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah. Like, oh, all right, cool.
That's amazing.
Dude, what's coming up, man? You got...
Comedy album just dropped. On iTunes a couple weeks ago. It's doing really well. It's called Mind of the Quiet Dude. So that's happening. Of course, me and you have Black Friends.
Yes.
Doing Black pretty Friends. Well.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty
excited
well.
Excited about episode 2 coming out.
Yeah. That's going to be funny.
Yeah, that's going to be a funny one.
It's going to be funny. So
and thank you for doing that. Like, that was awesome.
Come on,
you're hilarious.
It's good. It was good. It's fun to do. And I also have another one that I wrote that have a couple people pretty interested in.
Awesome.
That we are, you know, in pre-production of right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
Fighting and grooving and moving,
yep,
man.
Yeah, exactly. You grinding.
Know, trying to make it all tie together very soon.
Exactly.
Any live shows, LA? Or surrounding area?
Nothing like super booked.
Okay.
I try to stay off the booked route here.
Yeah.
You know, I could pop up. You know, I do that a lot. I go pop up and go on stage and work out
on stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't want my name on the flyer and the,
right.
You know, treat it like it's a paid show and then you give me $20 when I'm
and French fries. And you're like, all right.
I had to buy my drink.
Oh, no drink tickets tonight, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for the
$1,000 worth of joke. You're going to give me a $20 bill. Thank you, though.
Thanks for the wristband.
Yeah. So, no, I just don't do it as much around here.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to wear my, you know, not more than that. It's just I don't want to blow myself out.
Sure.
In the city, I live here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll go up once, twice a month and, you know, advertise shows. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, other than that, I'll make appearances, pop up, work on things, do great. Some of the small rooms. And then I work on my craft when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Six shows. I got, you know, 6+ hours worth of time that I can
figure everything and
go get me.
Feel it out.
Go get after it.
Yeah. I got a podcast also. It's called Mind of the Quiet Dude.
Okay. There you go.
That's on iTunes as well.
Please check that out, everybody.
Absolutely. It's me talking.
That's great.
You can find Jay talking.
Yeah, it's more of me talking.
Mind of the Quiet Dude. That's both the album and the podcast.
Both the album and the podcast. A little cross promotion, a little stealing of the hashtags, a little bit of, hey, if you're looking for this.
Also,
oh my God, not this. And then there'll be Mind of the Quiet Dude, the tour. So the hashtag crosses all different medias.
Perfect.
The hottest toy for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Mind of a Quiet Dude.
So why not?
I like it.
Well, hell yeah.
It's great, man. Yeah, well, thank you for so much for coming in. Thank you for doing this.
The most casual podcast I've ever done.
We pride ourselves on that.
All we do is talk to people sometimes.
I felt like I was almost laying down on the couch in here.
It did get to that point. It was just real
really relaxing.
Yeah,
it's awesome to have you, man. Thank you.
And shout out to the DeBarge album cover. That I see. I just want everybody to know that there's a goddamn DeBarge album cover.
Please let them know.
Double Impact, the soundtrack.
Yeah. With two Jean-Claudes.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. I know that was out of the blue, but.
No, I really appreciate you shouting out the DeBarge album that you clocked.
Those are two amazing things that I've seen in the past 24 hours. That will be on Instagram for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to Instagram the DeBarge.
Oh yeah, what's your? Do you have a Twitter handle?
Jay Phillips Live. The whole thing. Don't try to abbreviate my name.
No shortcuts.
Nobody tell you to do that.
Cool.
J-A-Y.
Check out Jay
Phillips Live.
JayPhillipsLive.net.
.net at twitter.net.
And check
Twitter,
out and check out
Instagram,
that YouTube
at Jay Phillips Live fan. Jay Phillips fan page on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
And if you're on Black Planet, shoot yourself in the face.
Perfect.
You're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The brothers in the back shooting traps now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah. I said, rub on your titties. New York City gritty committee. Pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerus, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
Thank you for listening to Drew and George Talk to People Sometimes. That's tight.